Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It's a Monday.
It's another hot day outside in San Antonio.
Another hot day. But it's not too bad with the rain that just happened. It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's not terrible. It could be much, much worse.
Okay. Well,
but
I'm...
you're hot. Man, you're going through menopause.
Yes, that is a thing. That is happening. It's already happened. It's I don't know what phase I'm in now.
I don't either, but yeah, she's happening. How are you today?
Good. You doing all right? Yeah, I'm doing really well. This past week has been a roller coaster.
Yeah. Should we
a lot going on. Yeah, let's do a recap.
I was
going
to say, are we doing our highlights? Or are we jumping right into the whole light?
It's okay. Let's go into the low, into the high.
Let's go into the whole light. So let's see. Last week after we recorded our show, we went to a pool party at La Cantera.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a blast. Did you have a good time?
Yes, that was a great time spending the day out of the resort, celebrating, not celebrating, but on... No, not honored. What did we do?
Benefiting.
We benefit.
One of those words. One of those do-good words.
Yes, the event really benefited the San Pedro Playhouse, and right. It was a ton of fun. This is our second year doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It benefited San Pedro Playhouse, not the San Pedro Playhouse.
Oh, okay.
Because if Rick Eats hears you say that, he's going to say it's not the.
He's going to fact check me. Yeah, he's going to be a Brian.
It's not part of the brand. It's not part of the brand. But yes, no, the event did benefit San Pedro Playhouse. It was so much fun. We did this event last year.
Yeah.
You go out, you spend time at the pool. We have a little cabana. So if y'all have never been to the resort out there.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, it's a little gem right here in San Antonio.
And it's not that far away. I really felt like I was out of town. I really felt like I was in Napa again. It had a good vibe.
Well, you know, because I think the nice part, the pool part of it is all facing the opposite side of the city.
Right.
So you don't see San Antonio. You just see Hill Country. And it's beautiful. So we were saying we need to get one of those cabanas one day and just invite some friends out there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, some ladies were showing up with balloons and presents. I don't know if it was a birthday party or.
Yeah, it did say happy birthday or happy divorce. I don't know which one, but it was a celebration.
It was a celebration. But if you've not been out there, go out there. So we did that Thursday. Friday, we hung out there half of the day, spent time at the pool.
It was so good.
It was so good. It was so good. Good. And Friday night we went to a happy hour at
so
this is kind of a cool little story.
Crazy.
For those of you who know Jose and me and have been a part of our lives for a while and who know us from St. Luke, which a lot of you do, we went to a happy hour that I got invited to for work. So we're driving down the street and I was like, this is the neighborhood that Father Jim used to live in. Well, we get to the house and I'll be damned, the party was at his house.
It was at
his
Father
old
Jim's
house. Yeah. So Father Jim passed some years back and he was just a wonderful, wonderful man. And the party was at his house. So we got to go back in there and it was so weird and cool. And
yeah,
there was just a really, really positive, for me, a really positive vibe there. And I was like, this is Father Jim. Like his presence is still there. Totally. It was just, I don't know. It was really cool. I liked it a lot.
It was cool. It was strange, but it was mainly cool. Like,
yeah,
you know, like just stepping back into the house where we used to have dinner parties over his place and just lots of vino and just had conversations.
Right.
And it was a completely different experience. So,
yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it very much. And then afterwards, we went to Buda.
We went to go see our good friend Mike Donello play along with another band. So we hung out with our dear friends, Nora and Sophia, as well. We took Sven on a little road trip. He was getting a little tired and was like, we're almost there, buddy. We're almost there.
Yes. He's very impatient. He's just like a toddler. Like, are we there yet?
Yeah. He basically was like, hang on. You're not thirsty. I know you're not thirsty.
Yeah. It was great. When he got to the room, he jumped right on the bed and was like, okay, I'm happy right here.
He knows the hotel industry. He knows where to go.
No, we did get to, we went to a little place called Meridian. Meridian in Buda, Texas. And we got to see Don and Hawks.
Yeah.
Who were on
The Voice.
The Voice. Mm-hmm. The Voice. So they performed there and our friend Mike Donello performed along with them. And it was really fun. It's just such good people. And so we went there and then that ended. And we're like, well, we're in Buda. Let's live it up. Let's tear up the town.
There was only one other place. We'll say two because we went down the road and there was another place that was open. And sure enough, it was a vibe. DJ was playing out. Miguel started dancing and ladies started following him. And what happened?
So I was dancing and this lady comes up and she's like, oh my gosh, you're so fabulous. And I was like, I know. And then I started talking to her and I was like, well, you're gorgeous. And she was like, oh my God. And a middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
And I was dancing. And so she decided she wanted to dance with me. So she started dancing and then more people came up and there were probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8 on this tiny little stage.
Yeah.
And then Little Miss Thing was on the ground.
She stumbled.
She took a tumble.
She took a tumble.
She definitely took a tumble. She tumbled.
She went underneath the DJ booth. I was like, what is happening? And no one's picking up this lady.
No, and her husband was standing next to me, and he looks at me, and he goes, I told her. And
that's it. Don't you ever leave me on the floor.
He didn't help her. Nothing. The other girls that we were with were like, oh my God. And they went to go and they helped her up. And hey, I can't help it. I was just having a good time. She wanted to have a good time.
She had a great time.
I think so.
A really good time.
That night. I don't know how she felt the next day.
Yeah.
And then,
oh no,
go on and tell them what we did next.
And then, so there's like this dance hall right next to our hotel, and we saw a food truck. So we're like, ooh, food. So we went over there.
Yeah.
And we ordered our food, and I was just dancing in the streets, or in the parking lot, really, just, you know, having a good time. And this girl, we'll just say this girl was
she's a girl.
She was just on the floor. This time planted, like she was sitting on the floor.
She was sitting on the ground, like leaning up against the fence.
Yeah, and she was like, you dance great. And I was like, thanks. And I was like, what are you doing on the floor? And she was eating a big-ass portion of nachos. Like, she was living her best
life.
I was like, you go, girl. And she's like, I'm tired. My friends are still dancing, and I just wanted to. You do your picnic wherever you want, girl.
Just do your thing, girl. You do your thing. She was living her life, just sitting out there in her little dress and cowboy boots. It was a vibe.
I was like, you know, I'm just gonna continue dancing here, waiting for my. It had good music.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was a great time. So that was Buda. We spent the night there. We had Sven there, and then we came back. And Saturday finally just got a chance to chill and relax.
Yeah,
and
it was a go week.
We watched the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Oh, we sure did.
So we'll talk more about that in a bit.
Ooh.
And then Sunday, I took my mom to go see Wizard of Oz at San Pedro Playhouse. She loved it. We had brunch at Barbaro.
Oh, ooh.
That place is so good.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they've been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, did they pay employees?
Girl, I don't know who they paid. But there's some drama.
Well, you gave them some money, and you don't know where that went. Okay.
I don't know where that money went, but there's some drama happening at Barbaro. Nonetheless, drama or no drama, it was good. And then we watched more Olympics that night.
No more drama.
No more drama, not for me.
Girl.
So, yeah. Speaking of Olympics, you have some updates for us, I understand.
Yes, I sure do. So the games are on. Opening ceremony is La Dunzo. We can get over that, right? Well, maybe, because I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But so for the medal count, United States is leading, girl. They're leading with the most medals so far. United States has 20 total medals.
Okay. And this is, we're recording Monday evening. So
this is Monday evening.
By the time people hear this, there may be more.
There might be more. That's correct. Which is great. Great start, right? Followed by, so United States has 20, followed by France with 16. However, for gold medals, Japan has 6.
Okay.
And we have? We only have 3.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm always like, I just want to know who's winning the gold. Like, that's very, very like, on the top.
Yeah, because we're probably naturally going to have more because we have the most. Don't we have the most athletes?
If not the most, the most. Yeah,
So we're naturally probably going to win more medals because we have more people there. But it's about getting those gold medals.
I'm all for let's win that gold. Let's win that gold. Mm-hmm. So U.S. better step it up because I don't know. These other countries have 6, more have 5. I'm like, and there we are trailing with 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Well, it's only been a couple nights, so we still got, 13 more days to go or whatever. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Very interesting. The Paris Olympics broke the record for having 191 openly gay LGBTQ plus athletes competing.
Yeah.
That's up from the previous, Tokyo had 186 athletes, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Because not that long ago, I mean, I guess we lived a long time, but not that long ago were there that many athletes that were out. So that's huge that people are out. We were saying, you know, in the Olympic world, we all belong. That was mentioned in the opening ceremony by the committee. Yeah. So really, really cool stuff happening out there.
Well, you said 191. I read 193.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm not sure which one is accurate, but
yeah,
I read
this is from Outsports released that information. But yeah,
okay. Out of that 193, 32 of those are for the United States.
Really?
But only one of those 32 is a male, and that's Nico Young, who is a track and field athlete. He's
oh wow!
All the rest of them are all female. So, all right. Guys, wow. I know y'all are out there, all you Jotas. So y'all need to start coming out because we need to let
There's
all
no
of these...
rush at their time.
That's
at
right.
Their
time. That's right. You're right. But we need young kids to see that. You know, that's what's important for me is whenever these athletes or, you know, como se dice, celebrities or whatever come out, like that lets kids know who see themselves in those people
right.
that it's okay for me to be this way. It's okay for me to feel these things. It's okay for me to feel these emotions. And, you know, a lot of times if they don't have anybody to look up to, they're like, I can't come out, or this is wrong, or this is weird. And so that's why I think it's important.
Right.
Because, you know, young people are looking at that.
Well, so, there you go. Maybe you'll be the fourth male. What are you gonna participate in 4 years?
Only the second, because there's only one right now. But yeah, I'll have to come up with a I'll use one of my talents and just I'll be an Olympian in 2020. Why are you laughing? What's so funny?
No, it's great. Yes, yes, yes. I'm rooting
wow,
for you.
Wow.
I'm rooting for you.
I don't think you are. You just wait. You just wait.
I can't wait to see you play that handball.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll just be Bob the Cap Catcher of 2028. Have you seen this guy?
Yeah. I didn't even know he existed. I guess. I mean,
who talked about this? So if you have not seen yet, Bob the Cap Catcher, he is just some random guy. I don't know how he was
chosen. In a Speedo.
What? In a Speedo. And whenever one of the swimmers loses their swim cap in the pool, he's the one that jumps into the pool after the race and goes in and picks up the cap.
He retrieves the cap.
Yeah, so he's Bob.
And he saved that. Like, we finally get to see him. I guess it's a rare thing.
I don't know if it's a rare thing or they just never show him or I don't know.
Well, it took Paris for, you know.
Hey,
for
I'll be to... Miguel the cap catcher any day. I hang out with the swimmers and the divers and most definitely. Absolutely. Sign me up. Where do I sign up? Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's all I have for sports. It's really just discussing where we are in the Olympics. Opening ceremony was great. I really loved how they used the whole city.
Yeah.
Like, that was a spectacular. I mean, it wasn't as spectacular as in the past.
I thought it was.
Yeah?
I really, really thought it was because it, you know, usually the opening ceremony is limited to who can be inside that stadium.
Right.
And even though that's a lot of people, don't get me wrong, but to have that open to the entire city,
yeah,
and for people to be able to line the streets of the river and be up in those buildings, and I mean, that's pretty incredible. They said they probably had about 500,000 people watch that, the parade of the countries.
Right.
Which is nuts. That's crazy. You know, that's not going to happen inside any building anywhere.
Right.
So,
to make it accessible and
for everyone
to appreciate, you know, the theme of the arts and the glam and the culture of the city, like really captivating what that city really entails. I think that was really, really cool. And La Celine Dion, girl.
Celine stepped it up. I thought she couldn't sing.
Well, yeah. We all thought that.
I thought she couldn't sing. She tore it up. I was so impressed and moved by her performance.
So controlled.
Just classic Celine Dion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just getting up there and doing it. And
it was great to see her back. That was one of the most beautiful things like we haven't seen in a while time. I mean, a long time. But yeah. I loved
seeing her. Lady Gaga's performance was just so fun. And classic Lady Gaga being silly and sexy and just, just really having a great time. I saw a video today where she's at the Olympics. She's watching.
Right. Yeah.
And
with her fiance. Did you hear?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tell me, girl.
Well, she was in a stadium watching one of the events, and she was having a brief conversation with the French prime minister.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, here, come here. Let me introduce you to my fiance. And someone captured it on video.
Oh, my God.
It's now confirmed that Lady Gaga is engaged to her boyfriend of some time. Like, they dated back in 2020.
Wow. Okay. So good for her. Yeah.
It's happening.
She's never been married before.
No, engaged.
Right? She's been
engaged. This is her third engagement.
Okay.
But other than that,
she's not like J-Lo.
I mean, wow.
Who is also in Paris right now?
I saw
a video.
Is Ben there?
I didn't see Ben, but I saw her coming out. She like came out of, I don't know if it was a hotel or whatever, in this gorgeous.
Of course.
This gorgeous outfit.
She walks out of the house looking gorgeous, yeah, like me.
It was like, of course, like classic Parisian fashion. Like, she just looked like she was
rich.
She just looked like she was French.
French.
Like, her dress was very, it was just fierce. Anyway, back to my story. Lady Gaga was, she's in like her, in a limousine or whatever. And there's all these fans outside. She's already inside the car. And they start singing one of her songs. And they're singing. And then she opens the sunroof and stands up out of the sunroof and starts singing along with them.
What?
And so they all go nuts. And she's just kind of like ho-humming. And then she starts belting it out. Like, belting it
out. What?
And so everybody's immediately like, shh, shh, shh. And they all start shushing each other. And she just starts belting the song at the top of, like, if she's like, she puts on a mini concert for everybody that's out there, sticking out of the sunroof of the car. Just, I mean, I love her. She's just incredible.
Isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
So everything was great at the opening ceremonies.
Yeah. No problem.
So we thought.
Until
our little Christian friends decided to step out and come out of the woodworks.
Oh, Lord.
Girl.
Oh, God.
I don't want to dwell on this.
Yeah, it doesn't deserve it.
It doesn't deserve it.
No.
But this does deserve to be said. And
okay,
that
what is your thought?
And that is that the people that pushed more people away from the church are the people who claim that they are trying to bring people to the church.
Mm.
And that just pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know, it just really makes me angry that the people who claim to say that they're the ones that are you know, out there preaching the gospel and whatever, whatever. I mean, you know, I saw so many things. In fact, I got off of Facebook because I was like, I can't do this anymore.
It's,
you know,
too much. It's ridiculous.
Because it was just so much. So much anger and hatred, you know, just hatred, real, genuine hatred.
Right.
And I'm like, girl, there are so many more things to be angry about, you know, be angry about war, be angry about genocide, be angry about injustice.
Right.
This is nothing to be angry about. Hmm. And so, yeah, it's just so frustrating over something that really had nothing to do with what people thought it was to begin
right.
with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the tiny little thing like that, like, overshadowed the beauty of what the entire opening ceremony of the Olympics was.
Sure.
You know? But anyway, it is what it is. One last thing about the Olympics that I wanted to say is that, did you know that 3 drag queens actually carried the Olympic torch? They were the first drag queens to carry the Olympic torch.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't they show them?
They weren't part of the whole showing, but there were 3 French drag queens, Minima Geste, Miss Martini, and Nikki Doll. They're 3 like pretty well-known drag queens.
Interesting.
And they were part of the carrying of the torch. So they passed it to them, and one of them passed it to the other, to the other.
That's
they were the first drag
cool.
queen, like, well, they call them drag artists, to carry the Olympic torch.
Call it, yeah.
I was like, that's amazing.
I love that name, Martini.
Miss Martini.
Miss Martini. I want to be Miss Vodka.
Yes. Come on, Miss Vodka. Yes. I love it. I will be, what is that drink I always drink? The little pink one.
Oh, you're
Cosmo,
the
Miss Cosmo.
You're Miss Cosmic.
Miss Cosmic.
Miss Cosmic.
No. Cosmo. I want a Cosmo. I want to be Miss Cosmo. Miss Cosmo. So, speaking of sports and all things sports.
All right. Yeah.
Some little locker room talk.
Okay, let's open up the locker room diaries,
girl.
What happened? What?
So,
what
for
do you
those
have?
Of you who follow my Instagram, which I know you don't, but for those people that do,
wow.
Y'all, wear deodorant when you go to the gym. Like, wear deodorant when you go to the gym.
I have a comment about that. But go ahead. Finish your story.
You know, I mean, we all have a smell that comes out whenever we're working out. But there's this one particular human that goes to my gym that makes the entire weight room smell. Like, you know when this person is there. And it seems like every time I go to a machine, this person decides to use the machine right next to me. So I move to another one, and then they end up going, I can't. It drives me nuts. That's it. That's all I've got to say about that. What? You've got something to say.
This is a tough one.
Okay.
It's tough to talk about this. I don't know, because I deal with certain populations.
Okay.
And it's important that they are also living authentically.
Sure, sure, sure.
And
sure.
Sometimes cultures don't really
I see what you're saying.
Being on a campus where they might have individuals from around the world, I want to be careful that you're not assuming that it's an American.
Sure.
Maybe there's more to that.
That's
than just
a really good
thinking.
Point because my gym is actually part of a medical center
right.
campus. Those are medical students who could be coming in from who knows where.
And it could come from, you know, from food, culture. Like, there's a lot of variables there that to assume just because someone is stinky is not necessarily stinky in their eyes and other people's views. I just want to be very careful there.
Okay.
And that's my... caution remark, because I don't know. You don't know either.
You're right. You're right. I love that.
And maybe sometimes you have to step away from the area because it's only bothering you. Like, people who are really offended about the Olympic.
It's not just bothering me, because I've mentioned it before, and other people who go to my gym have been like, oh, are you talking about so-and-so? And I'm like, yes. And yeah, and it's really unfortunate because this person doesn't look like some like gross person that you'd be like, oh, you know, like,
yeah.
But Hey, if we're doing some locker room talk, that's my locker
room.
Hey,
that's talk and this is your space. You're allowed. Now we're going
Letting
to close.
Let me air it out.
Yeah, you air it out. You disclose what you want to write in your diary, and you share it with us. Thanks, like that's why it's called Locker Room Diary.
That's why we're here. Now let me lock it back up.
Lock it back up. Put it back in the locker, and
put it in your pocket.
Go take a shower, and you'll be fine. In positive news, today is a big milestone. I mean, this recording is actually a big milestone. This is our 75th episode.
Wow.
Yeah, so okay.
That's our diamond anniversary.
Diamond. Okay, yes. Yeah, so this season 3 is starting strong. I mean, mm-hmm. We almost nailed or produced 50 episodes in season 1.
Yeah.
Obviously, we did half of that last season. So we'll see how it goes, but I predict that we'll have a 100th episode this season, which I'm now in planning mode, something to do, have a party or maybe have more live audience experiences. I don't know. Okay. Lots of planning. So
if you have ideas for our 100th episode.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Let's record in like, I don't know.
The Alamo Dome?
In like Rome.
Rome? Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Let's get the Pope to be our guest
speaker.
Yeah, guess.
All right. What are your thoughts about the Olympic opening ceremony, sir? I mean, Padre.
Your Excellency.
Talk about funnies for the day. Let's go there. Here we go. What did one elevator say to the other?
Ooh, you make me high.
The opposite. I think I'm coming down with something.
Oh, yes.
Hilarious. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
I don't know. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
You've said that one before.
I even did a search of my notes and make sure that Scarecrow wasn't. That's already been in there?
Yeah,
okay. What about this one? Okay. Maybe that was in season 1. It was so long ago. Okay. Maybe this is a new one.
Okay.
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under my vest.
Yes.
It is?
You're under a vest.
Oh, yes, and that's our funnies of the day.
Wow.
Yay! Okay,
well, a 31-year-old California woman born without legs broke a Guinness World Record by skateboarding in the handstand position for 19.65 seconds.
I still want to know where you get these.
It doesn't matter. But Kanya Susser, a former Paralympic track athlete and lifelong skateboarder, took on the challenge in Los Angeles and successfully broke the record for the longest handstand on a skateboard in the LA3 category, which refers to an absence of both legs above the knees.
Thanks for clarifying, because I have no idea what that means.
So I thought this was interesting. I read that she broke the record, and I was like, okay, that's really cool. But then I come to find out that there are different categories to doing like a handstand on a skateboard. So
there's categories?
Yeah. So you could break the world record for doing it if you have like both arms and both legs. There's another category if you have both arms and like legs, but only from the knees down.
Hands on my knees.
But yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Anyway, she won that. All right. Do you have anything else for us? God. It's all downhill
from
here.
No, I just want to give myself a bell.
All right. Well, if you don't have anything else for us, when we had our live audience here, somebody said they would like to hear things happening in San Antonio. So I've got three quick little things that are happening in San Antonio this weekend, if you're in San Antonio. Yeah. The first one is there is a Summerween party.
Summerween. Makes me feel fine. What is Summerween? Like Halloween?
In the summer.
Oh, I was thinking like W-E-I-N, like a wiener or something.
No, not summer wiener. Summerween. It's a Summerween party that's going to be happening this Friday, August the 2nd.
Let me guess, at the Pearl.
From 8 p.m. It's at the Dollhouse.
The heck is that?
I don't know. It's some.
Well, I guess we have to go.
Yeah, we'll go check it out. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to midnight on Friday night. There's going to be vendors, trick-or-treating, games, music, all kinds of stuff. And it says experience and tour the Dollhouse at night. So I don't know if it's like a haunted house or I don't know. But it's a costume party.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always down for a costume party.
Me too.
Okay,
me too.
I'll dress as a wiener. Let's
go.
That's one.
Speaking of wiener, did you hear that the Oscar Mayer wiener was in an accident and flipped? Yeah. Everybody was fine. But the wiener, she fell, girl. The second thing is summer at Cenote at the Thompson.
The Thompson Cenote.
Yeah. It's on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 7 at their pool called El Cenote. And I think it's free to go.
Oh, wow.
So go check it out. And the last thing is Fiesta Noche del Rio, which happens down at the Arneson River.
Right. Yeah. Right? They have like a summer series.
Yeah. So it's Friday and Saturday until August the 3rd, every Friday and Saturday. That's free. That's in the evening over at the Arneson River Theater. Yeah. River, so if you have Theater. People in town, you want to take them out to go see something cultural, that's the place to
go. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, Thank you for highlighting events in San Antonio.
You are so welcome. Yeah. And if you just want to stay home, watch the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be fun.
Yeah. We'll be watching.
Watch Simone, girl.
Yeah. Oh, Tuesday. Tonight.
Yeah, tonight. When y'all are listening. That's right.
Big night.
All right. Well, that's our time.
What?
I know. If you have anything you would like to tell us, whether that's good things or great things.
Right. Keep it positive.
That's right. Just call our hotline at 210-816-3747. 210-816-3747. You can call it. You can text it. You can call it or you can text it.
Or leave a voicemail
if you'd like. And as always, follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
That's right. Be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment wherever you listen to this podcast. Our Popscast. We always appreciate y'all and thank y'all for listening to us. All our tonterías.
What are you doing to be a good human?
What are you doing to be a good human?
Yes.
Until next week.
Bye.